When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic traits, said toxic people. We know everybody's not a narcissist, y'all. Today's episode is going to be entitled about... Do narcissists treat their new partner the same? Do they treat the new supply the same way they treated you? Are they treating the new supply better? Are they really changing for the new person? Are they treating the new person better than they ever treated you? Are they treating this new, are they giving the new person everything that they promised you? Yeah. I got into narcissistic preacher mode right there, y'all. The narc pastor. Preaching toxicity. Lee Hammack, the narc pastor, preaching toxicity to you 7 days a week, 9 to 5. No, just joke. But do they treat the new supply the same way they treated you, y'all? The answer to that question is going to be, it depends. It really does depend on the new supply, who the new supply is, what they are willing to tolerate. Is the new supply the new relationship partner? Are their boundaries different? Are their boundaries strong? Because I told y'all before, boundaries are how you keep narcissistic, toxic people away from you. Like, how is this going to play out? You just really never know. But I always tell people, turn off the narcissist TV. What I mean by the narcissist TV is stop watching them and listening to them or listen to them talk about the new partner and the new supply. Because the answer to it a lot of times is going to be yes. They are going to treat the new supply better than they were treating you. At the end of your relationship, the beginning of the new relationship is going to be better. If you compare the end of your relationship to the beginning of theirs, then yes, they're going to be treating the new supply better than they treated you. And a lot of times, this is possible by giving the new supply the bare minimum, because they were giving you the bare minimum or less than the bare minimum. But typically, that's not how you win people over, y'all. You win people over by love bombing them, by giving them everything that they wanted, by talking to, like you said, giving them everything that they wanted and asked for, and all that other good stuff. All this, you see what I'm saying? That's how you win that's how they win people over. You don't win a new partner by just being a horrible ass person. That's not how it works. And if it does work that way, buckle your damn seatbelt up, because you're going on a bumpy ass ride. You're going to be experiencing relationship turbulence from the beginning of this relationship flight. I promise you. That's how it goes in a lot of these toxic relationship dynamics, y'all. And I think a lot of people need to see that and understand it. That yes, the beginning of the new relationship is going to be better than the end of yours. Compare the beginning of the new relationship to the beginning of yours. Were you, and also ask this question to yourself, were you the new supply? Were you the new relationship partner? Did they monkey branch from one relationship to you? Did they leave somebody to be with you? Then buckle up. I'm just telling you, did you buckle your seatbelt up? Was their ex reaching out to you? Was their ex acting crazy, behaving crazily? Or did you become their ex now? You see what I'm saying? This is such a nuanced question. There's so many little subtle intricacies that go into answering this question or responding to people who ask this question on a consistent basis. Are they treating the new person better? And I'll just say, like, and I tell this to people all the time, yeah, they're going to treat the new person better from the beginning, because that's how you win people over. You win people over by treating them good at the beginning. You don't treat people horribly. You don't treat people horribly at the beginning of a new relationship and expect that person to stay with you. But you shouldn't, like, it's easier said than done, but you should not be watching it anyway, y'all. Focus on how they were treating you, because if you watch them treating the new person better, you're going to start blaming yourself for how they're treating the new person. You're going to start blaming yourself. Like, well, maybe I wasn't good enough. Maybe I am toxic. Maybe everything that they said about me was true. And once you start doing that, The narcissist is done. They don't have to do anything else. Once you start beating yourself up, the narcissistic person's work It's done. It's complete. It's finished. They don't have to do anything else. I promise you they don't. But that's why I try to convey this message to a lot of people in these situations, that they don't have to do, like I said, they don't have to do as much for you at the end. You are in a toxic, narcissistically, a toxic, abusive relationship, y'all. And it's understandable that you're going to be watching and jealous of the new relationship sometimes, because they are love bombing the new person. You're watching the love bombing phase of the new relationship. But ask yourself, they might treat the new person different because the new person has different boundaries. The new person has a strong, maybe have an individual, more self-love than what you have right now. They validate the new relationship partner might not put up with what you put up with. You see what I'm saying? They might not tolerate what you tolerate. I talked to a person very recently where they ended up being the new relationship partner, the new supply at one time. And they didn't tolerate the narcissistic person treating their ex badly. Like, hey, if you're gonna be like this, I'm not gonna, if you're gonna treat your ex badly, I can't be with you because I might be your ex one day. So he didn't treat his ex badly, but he moved on from her to somebody else, and they're like, the new person has joined in with him on post separation abusing her. You see what I'm saying? What you allow in the relationship is what will continue in the relationship. What were your boundaries like in the relationship? How did you feel in said toxic relationship? You know what I mean? How did you get into this situation? Why didn't you leave earlier? There's so many different questions that you have to ask yourself and get down to the bottom of them. You mean, why did you allow this to happen? Why did you forgive them for cheating? Because one thing I think a lot of people need to realize is the more you forgive a narcissist, the weaker your relationship becomes. So many people are like, oh, we were stronger after the affair. We were stronger after the physical violence. We were stronger after the abuse. If you're dealing with a narcissistic person, typically that's going to be false. Your relationship does not get stronger after the affair. It actually gets weaker, because the more they do it, the more they do certain things to weaken the bond of your relationship, the weaker the relationship gets. And you keep forgiving, you keep forgiving, you keep forgiving, you keep forgiving. And then guess what? They leave your ass for somebody else, because the new relationship partner provides a clean slate. Your relationship is unclean now. There's been too many affairs. There's been too many forgiveness. They know you don't. That narcissistic person knows that you don't trust them like you. They know that you don't trust them. They know that you don't trust them. They absolutely know that you don't trust them. So because you don't trust them, they are looking for a new supply. They're looking for a new partner that doesn't know who they are. I can love bombing this new person. I have to work hard to keep you, right? I got to be home at a certain time. I got to be open and honest. I got to show you my phone. I got to share my password with you. Look at all the boundaries I have in this relationship now. This relationship is unclean. It's dirty. New partner over here has no idea. I haven't cheated on them. I haven't done anything bad to them. Clean slate. Clean slate. New, fresh, clean slate. And then you are left mad as hell and upset because you forgave them so many times. When I tell you, I've talked to thousands of people over the last few years. I've talked to thousands of people over the last few years when I'm doing my one-on-ones over Zoom, when I'm doing group meetings, when I'm doing in-person meetups and workshops and stuff like that. I've talked to thousands of people, and so many people are just like, I can't forgive them. And then they finally left me for somebody else. That's because sometimes the other person just provides a clean slate. The other person does not know me. So if they don't know me, I can get away with a little bit more, can I? If they don't know who I am, I can escape a little bit more, right? You know what I mean? That's why I tell people, just like, you have to understand what you allow in their relationship is what will continue in said relationship. You have to empower yourself, because if you don't, I promise you, y'all, the relationships do not get better, y'all. And you focusing on the new supply and how their relationship is going to drag you down to the pits, it's going to drag you down to the depths a lot of times. It's going to drag you down to a place you don't want to actually be. So you have to empower yourself to not even worry about how they treated the new person. How did they treat you? Why did it go on for so long? Why did I allow this? Why did I keep forgiving? Understand who you are. Understand what role you might have played. Understand why you are going to work on your boundaries and your self-esteem, your self-love, and things like this. Understand why you're going to go out and go on Amazon right now and get Lee Hammack's Self-Love Journal on Amazon. Available on Amazon right now to help you rebuild that self-love, to help you get through this situation, to help you empower yourself more. You know what I mean? Build it up. I'm just telling you, you have to work on you. Are they treating the new person better? Probably, y'all, because that's that new relationship start. Are they going to treat them differently over the long term? It really just depends. Would that person get narcissistically, toxically abused? Probably. Chances are high that that's going to happen. But it might be a different form than what you went through. They might have actually put their hands on you. They might not put their hands on a new person. They might have put their hands on you several times, a few times over the years, and you never called the police, so they never get held accountable for that. Now you regret it. The new person, they might not do it because the new person might call the police. Like, hey, I left my ex-husband, used to beat my ass. I called the police on him. He's doing a bid in San Quentin right now for domestic violence. Don't you ever put your hands on me. I'll call the police on you. You didn't do that. You see what I'm saying? And this is not me victim blaming. I'm just saying, if you're in a relationship right now where they're putting their hands on you right now, and then they leave you, and you never held them accountable, you're going to regret that. I promise you. That's one of the main regrets that I talk to people about. I regret not holding them accountable for cheating on me. I regret not holding them accountable for putting their hands on me. I regret this. There's so many different regrets that go into when you're dealing in these toxic relationship dynamics, y'all. I'm just saying, don't let this be an unnecessary regret in your healing journey, y'all. Don't worry about the new supply. New supply yourself. Go out and do the things that you haven't done before. What have you done for you lately? What have you done for yourself? What have you given back to you lately? Ask yourself that question, y'all. Self-love is the best, most empowering type of love, y'all. Break the trauma bond, new supply, whatever is going on. If you made it this far, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Like I said, the Self-Love Journal is on Amazon right now. I Love Me, a Self-Love Journal by Lee Hammack. And also, Orlando, Florida workshop, May 20th, 2023. Link is in the description for that. Me, Ben Taylor. More advice on that, y'all. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.